Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a debit charge on my account for Amazing Value, and I'm just wondering what that was. It was from yesterday.
Okay. Okay, sir. May I have your zip code, please, sir, to pull up that account?
60102.
Okay, yes, sir. And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Ben Burra, B-U-R-R-A.
Okay, yes, sir. It looks like okay, sir, so before I can give you any information, may you please verify the shipping address for me, sir?
Verify what?
The shipping address.
14 Bryan Court, Algonquin.
Okay. And it looks like here, it says here, this account was created on August 27th, where you ordered a foot massager then, but that got declined. And then on December 8th, you ordered a foot massager for the shipping and handling cost of $7.45. And due to the terms and conditions of the account not being canceled, 48 hours later, you were charged $49.97. And again, I don't know if you had a chance to read their terms and conditions before purchasing, but it also stated that you will be billed each month for that item until this account was canceled.
Okay. I remember the foot massager. What else did I get?
Well, it says here, and this was back in August, on the 27th, a neck massager. But the shipping and handling, all those charges, they tried three times, and it declined for $6.70, and it declined. So that item never got shipped. But the foot massager, that item did get shipped, and it got shipped on December 8th.
Okay, and it's costing me $56 for that?
Yes, sir, until council.
I don't understand. I cancel it and they're still charging me.
No, if you cancel it, sir, you won't get charged. And that's why you've been getting charged, because the account wasn't canceled. And so,
okay.
Again, it was in their terms and conditions. I don't know if you seen it or
I'm
not.
I still don't understand. How much was the foot charger, the foot massager?
The foot massager, the total price of it is $56.95. But they said they would bill you each month until it was canceled, the full price of that item.
I don't think I ever got any information on that.
Did you receive the foot massager, sir?
Yes.
Okay. But
I was gonna send it back because I'm not using it, and it doesn't really work that well.
Okay, so I do know there is a no return policy due to the pandemic. So if you were to ship it back, it may just end up in a warehouse or back at your address.
Okay. So what you're saying is I'm stuck with the $56.
Until you can, yes, sir. But if you cancel this account today, then you won't get charged anymore.
Okay. I guess, well, yeah, cancel the account. I'm not using that damn thing, so.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me get this account documented, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number for you.
Okay.
I'm still here, sir. Just give me one more second. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Are you ready with the cancellation number?
Yes, go ahead.
It is C, as in Charlie, 25896 5095.
Okay, it's Charlie 25896 5095.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
And if that was all for today, sir, I thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great rest of your day, sir.
What's the name of your company?
Well, we're just a third-party call center who serves like over 1,000 online sale campaigns. So, but the, one second. See if I can find a website where you ordered the foot massager from. The website I know where you ordered the foot massager from is called Extreme, E-X-T-R-E-M-E, discount,
okay.
supply.com.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I don't order anything from them again.
Yes, sir. I completely understand.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks for your time. I know it's no sense in taking it out on you because you can't do anything.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize about the inconvenience. And thank you for calling again, and you have a great rest of your day, sir.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.